As we wrap up the year, we continue to see challenges throughout the ag industry. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. Sid Miller is the commissioner of the Texas Department of Agriculture. We built up a relationship with him when the outbreak of the bird flu hit the dairy herds in the state of Texas. In the meantime, though, as we get ready to wrap up the year, how are things going with our friends in Texas?
We're facing a lot of challenges. Unfortunately, it's been a rough year, but it's been a banner year at the same time. We've, you know, still facing an agriculture trade deficit. We're still buying more food than we're exporting. That's a big problem. We're 2.5 years behind on getting a farm bill done. We still don't have that done. We're dealing with tariffs. We're working through that. It's getting better. Of course, as you know, you just stated we're dealing with the bird flu and swine flu and screw worms down here in Texas. We've got an insect that's threatening our cotton crop, the cotton Belfastid. The cotton jacid. We've got the same, a different bug is trying to put our rice farmers out of business. And then we've got one that may get up in your area. It's called a mealybug that we don't have any insecticide for. It's destroying all our hay fields. And
like all of us involved in the world of agriculture, we definitely have a plateful, as there is just a lot still going on within the ag industry.
So we've got a lot going on. Farmer suicide is up. Commodity prices are low. We've got a lot of challenges, but we've got a lot of positive ahead of us too.
And possibly helping out the economy could be the $12 billion bridge assistance program.
Yeah, it's a bridge. It's to, you know, get everybody caught up from their previous bills and hopefully get financed so we can do some spring planting. But that's a bright spot. You know, the price of eggs are down. That's good.
So definitely, while we're busy, there are some positives going on. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.